Well, Prime Minister Tony Abbott is in Tokyo today and he's hoping to lock down an historic free trade agreement with Japan. The PM says he remains hopeful of securing that deal, but it does appear as if tariffs on Australian beef and other agricultural products remain a bit of a sticking point. Japan says it's considering halving the tax on Australian beef, but will that be enough to clinch an agreement? The NFF says unless a deal between these two countries benefits the entire sector, it would rather Australia walked away from the table. Tony Maher is the NFF's General Manager for Trade Policy. Tony Maher, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning.
Tony Maher, Japan currently imposes a 38.5% tariff on Australian beef imports. There is talk over the last 12 hours or so that Japan is coming to the table to cutting it, almost halving that to around 19%. Would that be good enough for the farmers? Would you give the Prime Minister the okay to sign off on that?
Look, what we've said and what the beef sector has said is that we want the tariffs down to zero over a period of time. So we recognise that this is a negotiation, but ultimately what we want is commercial access for beef and other agricultural products like rice and sugar and dairy and grains products, pork, all into be able to compete into the market against those other countries like the US.
So does that mean you would not support anything less than zero over time if there was 19% virtually immediately and then cutting to a lower amount, let's say 10% over 5 years? How would that be?
Look, these things are a negotiation. We recognise that, and as I've said, we're shooting for zero. At the end of the day, I suppose, from a whole of agriculture industry point of view, we must get those achievements and those outcomes that provide commercial value. So what we're talking about here is actually value that and profits that flow back onto the farm. So these agreements have been on the table for some time. And that's what we've said to Trade Minister and to the Prime Minister, is that they have been on the table for some time and we really do need outcomes that deliver benefits to farmers right back through the supply chain, but definitely onto the farm, so we can recognise that these trade agreements do make a difference and that we should continue to support them, not only with Japan, but looking ahead to China and also with the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Well, are you hearing anything out of Tokyo? The Trade Minister, Andrew Roberts, has been on the ground and I understand burning the candle at both ends, trying to get this deal organised so the Prime Minister can sign it off with Shinzo Abe today. Are you hearing anything out of Japan to give you hope that that you will get what you need and what Australia needs for the PM to sign this deal?
Well, what we've heard and what we've continuing to hear is that it's tough going. You know, we know that the Japan-Australia Free Trade Agreement has been tough. That's why I say it's been on the table for a number of years, and there's a reason for that, because we know agriculture is sensitive in Japan. But people have got to recognise that agriculture is sensitive in Australia too, and we need to hold the line on these negotiations to make sure that we get good outcomes. So we're hearing that it's tough, we're hearing that negotiations are continuing, but we really do urge the government to stay strong and make sure that they deliver for farmers.
And you're also hearing that there's some good news on dairy, on cheese and access for Australian cheese into the markets?
Yeah, look, it has been, as I say, it's been tough, but, over the last few months, last few weeks, and increasingly the last few days, we're just starting to get to the pointy end, get to the closer end of the negotiation. So recognise that as you get to the end of these negotiations, things do start to get both more difficult, but also you get closer to an outcome. So, we're hearing some little things, but trying to stay positive and making sure that, we do get a good outcome.
How hopeful are you on rice? I thought rice was going to be a very difficult one.
Well, agriculture is difficult. Rice is in that basket and perhaps more difficult. Again, sensitive cultural sort of links for rice, but it's sensitive, as I say, across the sector. I mean, we know sugar is sensitive, agriculture, beef is sensitive. So rice is certainly in that basket. But what we've said to the Prime Minister is the agreement must deliver results for all agricultural commodities, including rice.
Okay. And in general terms, I'm sure the NFF has done some modelling. There's been grand claims made about the worth of these deals for Australian industry and Australian farmers, hundreds of thousands of jobs over the years ahead, billions and billions of dollars. Yep. Have you crunched the numbers? What would it be worth for Australian farmers over a 10-year period?
Look, it's got to be worth hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, it really will depend on what the final arrangements deliver, what they can agree on. But we are talking about hundreds of millions of dollars in each of the sectors if the tariffs can come down. And as I say, these, while it might be hundreds of millions of dollars, what we need to make sure is that those dollars do flow back through the supply chain back to the farmers so they can continue producing that high-quality, safe product into these markets like Japan and China and elsewhere.
So just very briefly, we're almost at the news in 30 seconds. How do you ensure that does flow back through the supply chain?
Well, we need to make sure that the tariffs come right down so the products can get in there, they're competitive, and what that does is it draws the product through from the farm, through processing if it needs to go that way for dairy products and others, so that there is that real market growth in export quality products into Japan.
So it's all about the tariff levels. Tony Ma, thank you very much for joining us.
All right, thanks.
Morning. Tony Ma is the General Manager for Trade Policy at the National Farmers Federation, and Prime Minister Tony Abbott is scheduled to have an appearance with his Japanese counterpart Shinzo Abe to sign this trade agreement. Optimistic, but the deal's not done yet.